Welcome to the Battle Plan for Victory, an online resource from TheGeneration.org designed to help young people deal with personal sin issues through the Word of God and ultimately to find victory in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Welcome to the Battle Plan for Victory. I'm Bobby Bosler, and the topic of this discussion is prayer. Prayer is something that every Christian knows they ought to do, but many Christians just don't do it like they know they should. I know for me in my life, my teenage years, and were largely years barren of prayer. Oh, we'd pray before every meal. Sometimes we would get into, some pretty significant situations where we knew we needed to pray. But honestly, even there, we may have said a prayer or two here and there, but prayer was definitely not a part of my life in a significant way during those years. And I think a lot of times when people begin to talk about prayer, people just kind of say, well, you know, yeah, I know I should pray more. And they just kind of turn it off their ears. I don't know about you, but God has really begun to open my eyes with regard to this matter of prayer. There's no other way to learn prayer than by looking at what God says about it and doing it. So we want to look at some of the key verses here, and let's see what God says about prayer. Jeremiah 33, verse 3, here the prophet Jeremiah says, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." Here the call of God upon us is, listen, if you would just pray, if you would just cry out to me in dependence, if you would just call out, I would answer. I would show you things that you never even thought would be possible, things that never even came into your mind. I would do them if you would just call unto me. Jesus, as he was teaching his disciples in Matthew 7, verses 7 to 8, says, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened." Jesus is saying you can come and pray with confidence. Now, the problem with that verse is we look at that and we feel as if maybe we tried and we asked, and it wasn't given to us. We feel like we sought and we didn't find. We feel like we knocked, and nothing happened. I want you to understand there could be a number of reasons for that. These reasons are predicted in the Bible sometimes because we have a heart that's full of sin. God won't hear us. Sometimes we're asking for something to consume it upon our own lusts, and God will answer that for our own good. Sometimes God has something even better in store for us. Sometimes God's teaching us patience, and he wants to see how long we will depend upon him and trust him for this particular situation. There could be reasons why we don't see this verse happening, but the fact is Jesus said it. It's a promise from God. You can take it to the bank. John 14, verses 13 to 14 say, "And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it." Now, I want you to notice here, he says, whatsoever, if you ask anything. Wow, we look at that and we think, whoa, it's like God's handing us a blank check. And you know what? There's a sense in which he is. But I want you to notice he does give a qualifier. Whatever you ask, if you ask anything, in both cases, in my name. Asking in the name of Jesus is not just adding in Jesus' name, amen, to the end of your prayer. Asking in Jesus' name is asking something you know Jesus would want. You know, many times in life, we see something, we see a situation, and we know what Jesus would want in that situation. We know Jesus wants that person to get convicted of their sin and to come to Jesus. We know that Jesus wants for that person to be saved. We know that Jesus wants this to happen. We know sometimes what God's will is. And in those situations, we can ask anything that we know he wants to happen. And we can have confidence that he's going to do it. But where the challenge is where we don't know what he wants. The challenge is where we do not know what his will is. And those are times when we have to seek his face and find out what he wants so that we can pray with confidence. James 5, verse 16, the second half of the verse, it says, "The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." You know, here he's talking about fervency. The fervency of a man or a woman who's getting desperate with God, it does a lot. And young person, can I say this? I think many times the problem is we can do without that answer to prayer. I think many times we can just go on our lives without it and we'll be just fine. We'll make it. But listen, this effectual, fervent prayer that he's speaking of that comes from a man whose hands are clean, whose heart is pure, this is a prayer that is desperate. You know, perhaps the problem in your prayer life is you just haven't asked. You haven't called. That's why you haven't seen the answer. Perhaps the problem is you've come at things with a fatalistic perspective and you thought, you know, God isn't going to give. You haven't believed what he said, ask and it shall be given unto you. Perhaps the problem is you've been asking things that Jesus wouldn't want. Maybe the problem is a lack of desperation in your prayers. You know, I think we can take instruction from these verses. I think we can be encouraged from these verses. God wants your life to be full of prayer and full of answers to prayer. So let's get desperate with him.
The Battle Plan for Victory is presented by TheGeneration.org. That's TheGeneration.org.